Jaden, congratulations. How does it feel to come off the bench and score in the manner in which you did?
Yeah, I mean, that was the objective when I come on, hopefully grab a goal. It felt absolutely brilliant. And then obviously I realised it was only a draw once the fans quieted down, which was disappointing. But it is brilliant just to get off the mark for this side. And that's something off your back that every striker wants to do. Tubbsy's done it already. I'm glad that I've done it today.
Was it tough watching that from the first half on the bench?
Yeah, you really feel for the lads. You know that they prepared right, and it's sometimes it hits you like a whirlwind, and unexpected things can happen in football. So it was tough to watch. The lads knew it wasn't good enough, and they set such high standards that they were gutted coming in at half time. We were gutted going in at full time. So the lads were just going to hopefully eradicate things that happened today, and put it down to one of them. 45 minutes where it doesn't go for you.
I would take it that you're reasonably happy with your start here, because you played against Derby, got man of the match, and you've come on today and you've grabbed a really important goal.
Yeah, I want to contribute to this team as much as possible, and hopefully show that I'm a lad that will try his utmost to be a part of this team and be a part of this club, and I want to give 100%. Hopefully I'm just coming into a bit more maturity now into the role, and I'm not a youngster anymore, so I find that even though I've been around for a while, I'm really finding my feet, and working at this club day in, day out is a brilliant feeling.
Did you feel towards the end that with those chances that just seem to be coming and going for your side, that it's just one of those where it just simply isn't going to fall for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I put my hands up, I was mistiming a few jumps, I should have headed more at goal. I kept getting there a bit too early, a bit too eager, so I'm thankful that Webber put in a brilliant cross at the end there, because I think we could have even won that game come that second half. The 10 men was disappointing, but we showed our fitness levels, definitely coming back and making some great chances for ourselves. But we're going in very disappointed with the draw. The 1 point's not what we want at home, but I think we can say we got off with one today.
When you say, I was mistiming a couple of my jumps and things weren't falling for me exactly how I wanted, what's that down to? Is that just down to lack of games?
I suppose so. It's hard to do it, but I've got to hold my hands up. I've got to be better, especially going for them high balls. That's one thing that I pride myself on, going to attack them balls. And I've got to just get on the training pitch and hopefully time some of them better. It will come with more games, I'm sure. And I'm just thankful that I got that last chance, because I would have been very upset with myself if we'd have gone off that losing.
I must ask one final question about your parent club as well. I hope you've seen the score from today. They've won 4-3 at West Ham today, which is a huge result for them. What do you think it will mean to the Bournemouth players to get off to and get that win in the Premier League and get off and running?
Yeah, I think it will only confirm just the way they play, and they confirm that they should be at that level. Being friends with a lot of them, I know what qualities they've got, and I'm really happy with them today. God, we couldn't get the win to match that there, 4-3 it could have been, but there are a lot of goals, and I'm happy for Bournemouth. I am happy that they've got off the mark, but I'm just focusing on my life at Portsmouth, to be honest with you.